American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio was selected as former President Donald Trump's running mate today. House Speaker Mike Johnson at the Republican National Convention.
What a great night. Pursuant to Rule 40D of the rules of the Republican Party, I formally declare President Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance as the Republican nominees for President and Vice President of the United States.
Here's Fox's Jeff Manasa with more on Donald Trump's pick for a running mate.
Vance, a former venture capitalist and the author of the best-selling memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, before running for elective office. Trump saying that Vance has championed the hardworking men and women of our country as we now await an appearance from J.D. Vance here in Milwaukee and the first from former President Trump days after surviving an assassination attempt in Pennsylvania. At the RNC in Milwaukee, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's only the first day of the convention, but Donald Trump Jr. and MSNBC have already clashed in Milwaukee. Here's a portion of the exchange.
Your father, as president, I think you would even say, was a divisive figure. What's it going to look like in the second term?
I don't think he was a divisive figure at all. I think the media created divisiveness around him. They lied about Russia-Russia collusion. They said he was a traitor. They went after him in every which way as possible. If the media actually starts being an honest broker, talking about the things that he did, the prosperity he brought, the peace deals that he signed around the world, rather than the disaster that we're living right now, I think you'd do everyone in the country a big favor.
The federal judge presiding over former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago classified documents case has dismissed the charges. Here's Fox's Brett Baer, who spoke with the former president.
He said this, "I am thrilled that a judge had the courage and wisdom to do this. This has big, big implications, not just for this case, but for other cases. The special counsel worked with everyone to try to take me down. This is a big, big deal. It only makes this convention more positive. This will be an amazing week." He pointed to, Justice Thomas and the questioning in the Supreme Court on this very issue about the special counsel, but seemed to indicate that he thought that this would have implications for other cases.
Fox News reports the family of former President Trump's would-be assassin is cooperating with the FBI, and the Bureau is examining the shooter's laptop. The FBI confirmed today that the laptop of the 20-year-old male shooter, as well as at least one improvised explosive device from his car, are being analyzed at the FBI's forensic lab in Quantico, Virginia. An opinion piece in the Washington Post admits part of the reason the mainstream media didn't aggressively go after the Biden mental decline is that there's no political or ideological diversity in newsrooms. Here's AFN's Steve Jordahl with the report.
In her column, Megan McArdle claims there was no conspiracy among mainstream news outlets to hide a mentally compromised president from the American people. It just looks like there was because the president's decline was too gradual. The reporters were too beholden to the White House, and their coverage, when they did notice, was too gentle. Tim Graham of Media Research Center quotes Wesley Pruden of The Washington Times as saying it doesn't have to be a conspiracy, it's a consensus.
Liberal journalists don't have to conspire with each other. They all have a group think. Always, Trump is worse. They've got, evil monster Trump in their minds. Then everything about Biden is just really not very interesting.
He says the Biden White House is very good at doling out carrots and sticks to reporters.
The Biden folks really manipulated them this way, where you better not write about this subject. It's our unfavorite subject. You're going to get a stern talking to if you work on this subject.
McArdle says mainstream news outlets have to add more viewpoint diversity to their newsrooms. Graham says they can start by just doing honest journalism for a change.
They don't have to hire 26 Republicans to present a more balanced news picture. I think they just have to pretend to think like Republicans from time to time.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
And that is a wrap on news at this hour. We appreciate your listening. Find more news online at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.